Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is absurd, okay? What you just heard, NBC Sports Bay Area, the call of the first inning, I've been waiting to get this off my chest all day. This is literally the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and it's not even all just on the Giants. First of all, this whole conversation that's gone on for the last 20 hours or so about plunking people because the Giants have been hit by pitches a number of times the last couple of weeks. And so suddenly last night, John Shea asks Bomell about it, and Bomell publicly states, yeah, we're not real happy about it, and we need to start protecting our guys. So first, this is the conversation, because we got step-by-step here. Let's start with what Bomell said to John Shea with regard to the Giants getting hit by pitches.
No, it doesn't feel great. You know, I was looking at the hit-by-pitch numbers the other day. It's not like we're extreme, but it seems like here recently we've been getting hit by some pitches and some of our key guys, so that doesn't feel too good, no.
Anything you can do about it with your pitchers coming back?
Not something I certainly want to speak about, but obviously we need in situations to protect our guys too.
Okay. All right. First of all, he's not wrong, but my God, like this is like robbing a bank but calling the bank the day before to let them know you're coming. This is absurd. You don't tell everybody, we're really not happy with the way that we're getting hit by pitches. We're going to need to start protecting our guys. So now the other team and the umpires are all completely aware of what you're going to do in the first inning when you show up at 12:45 the next day. I'd have a side question, which is, why are you mad at the Marlins? This has been going on for 3 weeks, but somehow you're going to plunk a Marlin. They don't even have anybody worth plunking. Nobody's heard of any Marlins, so why are we worried about plunking a Marlin, let alone telling the Marlins we're about to plunk you?
It's because what
that
happened
makes no sense.
Last night where you had, was it back-to-back guys got plunked, including Casey Schmidt on the hand. So, yes, it is in the recency bias portion of this. It's about the Marlins because you got hit back-to-back pitches. One was an 0-2 curveball.
Right.
Oops.
Right.
That
like,
was not a purpose pitch. And then was it the very next pitch was a fastball
like,
in?
You're in the ninth of a two-run game. If there's anything that ever with a neon sign says we're not doing this on purpose right now, it was last night.
Correct.
So this is actually my larger point. Everything going on with the Giants right now, because they plunked a guy, it turned into a three-run homer in the first inning, which is hilarious. It is objectively hilarious. You told them you were going to hit them. Then you hit them. They turned it into a three-run rally and swept you. The youngest, one of the crappiest teams in the entire league, just swept you in your own building, scored a bucket of runs, scored 20 runs in the last two games. The Marlins did. Okay? All because you were mad. Essentially, it's yourselves. Let's be real about this. You're not mad at the Marlins. You're not mad at anybody. You're mad at yourself. Bob Melvin said it to us 2 days ago.
Yep.
We are frustrating on offense. So
you're frustrating.
You are frustrating. And you are frustrated. And now you want to take it out on everybody else? And they rubbed your noses in it. Let's be real. You tried to take it out on the Marlins, who no one's ever heard of. They turned it into a three-run homer, and then they turned the game into, even after you came back, they turned the whole thing into a laugher. And I'd argue that that's what's now happening. Everybody's laughing at you. This is the number one thing you don't do in life, which is when you're mad about stuff that is either out of your control or is basically within yourself, don't take it out on everybody else. Don't do that. But that's what the Giants are doing right now. They are mad because they can't hit the baseball. And so now we're going to project this on the 25-year-old Marlins that no one's ever heard of before. That was a ridiculous baseball series that we just watched.
Yeah, and the way you went about it for me was the foolish part of it. And, you know, Logan Webb came out yesterday and made comments as well about the very thing. And so you signaled to the umpires and the Marlins that you were mad and you were going to do something about it. And for me, if you're going to do something about it, you wait until you bring in one of your hard throwers and you make it happen later in the game. You don't do it in the first inning and you telegraph it. And yeah, they immediately got you back with a three-run homer. Giants rally to tie the game at 5, and you're thinking, okay, maybe that was something that helped shake up the bat rack.
Galvanized
them. You flipped the spread, and you got galvanized, and I don't believe they scored again.
Nope.
The Marlins went on a 7-0 run. You lose 12-5. A team that's not very good came in to your yard, got you rattled, and swept you, and now you have to get on a plane in about 2 hours and fly to Chicago and turn right around and play an even worse team with no confidence. So the whole way they went about it, from Bob Melvin's comments to Logan Webb's comments to doing it in the first inning and then giving up a three-run home run, that to me was kind of amateur hour.
Well, it's really fascinating because I'm on the way in today and I'm listening to Steiny and Goo, and they're having what's a pretty much a fascinating conversation with regard to this entire idea, which is throwing at the other team. And I understood both sides of it, and you kind of just laid it out there, which is, you know, Steiny's over here going, I get why you're frustrated, but I don't understand what that accomplishes. And Guru's trying to explain it to him. Well, this is, I mean, it's about the, you know, it's about the logo, and it's about the team, and it's about everybody's togetherness, and you got to galvanize. And I'm like, listen, I see both points, but I'm going to lean in Steiny's direction, which is, I don't like the idea of let's go after the Marlins because we're mad. And I do want to know, what does that accomplish? And I think that the answer to that is there are a lot more bad possibilities than good in terms of what does that accomplish. Like, if you are just angry and you go, all right, that's it. We've had enough. We're angry. So we're going to throw at a Marlin. Well, you got an immediate response into what the risk of that is. And so here we are. You, on a getaway, avoid a sweep against a bad team in your own building day, you spotted them three. You spotted them three. And I don't care that you came back and tied the game. You lost. You got blown off the field in the end by the Marlins. There were so many extra base hits today by people I've never heard of. My God, I need baseball cards to figure out what the hell just happened in this baseball game. So it didn't work. It didn't work. And that's the point. Like, no, you didn't rally the troops. You didn't galvanize anybody. You telegraphed what you were going to do. So the umpires were already aware of it. There was a benches clearing incident later in the game because Wilmer Flores checked his swing, got rung up by an umpire at first base, and somehow that led to comments being thrown back and forth between Marlins players and Giants players, and now all the bench is clear, and we're yelling at each other, and I know exactly what this was about. It had nothing to do with Wilmer Flores' check swing. It had to do with the fact that everybody is throwing the ball at each other and telegraphing it and talking about it in press conferences. If you're going to do something, just do it.
Right.
Just do it. Don't tell everybody you're going to do it. You basically sent a message to the Marlins team hotel last night, we're going to hit you. Make sure you're ready and bring your A game tomorrow. And boy, did they. That was very, very poorly handled.
It's amateur hour. Like you're saying, if something happens where you're playing an NFL game and one of your guys gets hit, you know, two steps out of bounds, they hit your quarterback late, and it's 15-yard penalty, and your quarterback is shaken up, and it's like, oh, man, that was, you know, you get into a skirmish and this and that. Well, you don't go across the field and say, you better tell your quarterback, watch his back, we're coming for him. No, you do the same thing to their quarterback. You light him up later in the game. You try to get even, whatever you do. This was a little amateur hour to me because, like you're saying, you telegraphed it, and not only did you telegraph it, then you did it in the first inning. Here's an idea. You want to dot him. Okay, you play the game, and it's 5-5, and all of a sudden that baby gets away from you, and it's now, I think it was 8, and then I looked up, and then it's 10. You know what? You're down 10-5. Now you light somebody up because that game is over.
Yeah. I get why you don't do it later in the game because you don't know how the game's going to go and you don't want to dot someone in a close game late. And I get what you're saying, which is wait for the game to not be close. But quite frankly, most of the games in this building are close.
Sure.
Most Giants games. So I get why they did it when they did it. The calculation is we're sitting here in the first inning. There's two outs and there's no one on. We think we can get away with this. Well, guess what you didn't? You didn't. And the umpires knew it was coming, and
right.
The Marlins knew it was coming, so you set them off. You set the umps off. You set them off. They hit a three-run homer. Now their back of the neck is all flared up for the rest of the game. They scored a 12 spot on you, and you lost again. You just got swept by the Marlins in your own building. Very, very poorly played. All right, there's a lot more to say on this, and we will. We're not done yet, but we have this pause because the Warriors have just traded their draft pick tonight.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
It's not going to. There's a reason we didn't hit the breaking news sounder. Okay. This is not going to float your boat. But here's the news. The Suns and the Warriors have gotten together on a trade. The Warriors are trading the 41st pick in the draft for 2 picks later in the evening. They have traded number 41. For number 52 and 59. 59 is the last pick in the draft. They're hoping to select Brock Purdy.
Yeah, or Chase Jackson Davis, who they took late in the 50s. I'm not surprised, and I actually was saying this yesterday, that I thought they would be in a spot to trade out of that pick and maybe take a later pick and also buy a pick, because if you're the Warriors, what you need right now is cheap labor. And having second-round picks, you don't necessarily have to even tender them contracts. Like, you took TJD, and he got a guaranteed deal because his agent was Dunleavy's brother. And he was a player you liked, and so you kind of were in cahoots with the agent, where the agent told other teams, don't take him because he won't go on your team. The Warriors are going to give him a contract. Unless you want to give him a guaranteed deal, I wouldn't take him. So might be this sort of situation again where there's a couple guys you like that you think that you can tab to come in and help you right away.
Well, and the Suns had just moved up. They did an earlier trade with the Nets today to get the 36th pick in the draft, a second-round pick, and now they trade for 41 as well. So they get 36 and 41. They give up 52 and 59. That goes to the Warriors. 2 future picks will go to the Nets. So the Suns are trying to move up. The Warriors are trying to move down, and they do. We'll take you all the way up to the start and through the start of the second round tonight at 5 o'clock. And then Grandy and Evan Giddings are going to handle you from 6 to 8 with all the reaction of what the Warriors do. And that's good because now the Warriors are going to they're going to potentially be making news as late as possible tonight. So Grandy and Evan will be with you all the way through the end of this evening.
And I'm hoping that the Warriors continue to follow the pattern that they had last year, which is where they took Quentin Post, who was a 5, if not a 6-year collegiate player. Just looking at last night, Mark, and you and I had this conversation in the green room about the draft and how weren't a lot of guys who were household names. 18 freshmen, 1 sophomore, 2 juniors, 3 seniors, 6 from overseas. 18 freshmen in the first round. So if you're the Warriors, the last thing you want is another teenager. You want a grown man.
Yeah.
You want either a 4 or 5 year player or a European player who's like has shaved for a number of years. You want grown-ups. And so get later in the second round and figure out who you might want.
I'm glad you just brought up grown-ups because that's kind of what I feel like right now the Giants kind of need to lead into. And it's odd because when I look at this particular group, I never think immature. That's not who this – I mean, this team, Bob Melvin, a former manager of the year, Logan Webb, leadership extraordinaire, Adamas, leadership extraordinaire. Chapman, leadership extraordinaire. Rafi Devers, absolute stud in his prime. Wilmer Flores on this team. He's the one actually who's getting into a jawing match with Miami Marlins, the youngest team in the league. You are the elder statesman of this series, and quite frankly, you kind of got schooled this week with the way you handled it. And I don't understand what just took place. And for me, again, circling back, and if you're just joining us, the Giants have been swept by the Marlins. They publicly spoke last night after the game about frustration by getting hit by pitches. They sort of advertised that they were going to throw at the Marlins. They did in the first inning. It led to a three-run homer. They lose 12-5. Get your butts on a long plane flight to Chicago and sit with that homestand, which sucked out loud. They went 3-6.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Huge bummer. Super disappointed. In so many aspects. The baseball side of it is one thing. I can get with a team that's slumping. I understand it. The Philadelphia Phillies just played a series against the Astros, three-game series. They scored one run in the whole series. Slumps happen. You can deal with that. But when this is the way you do it, when you're sending runners around third base when the ball's already on the infield, when you're advertising to the other team, we're about to hit you, so get mad now. Get ready with what you're going to do. We're going to hit you. The bottom line is the Giants are acting out right now based on their own frustrations. This is the number one thing that you see happen in families basically all the time. When you get home from work and you're getting yelled at and you're like, I haven't even been around you.
Right.
Why are you yelling at me? Well, because you had a crappy day. And something happened at your job, or the kids are yelling at you, and now you're yelling at me. Don't take it out on me. That's what the Giants just did to the Marlins. They're taking it out on them. They're not mad at the Marlins. They're mad at themselves.
And they should be mad at the staff today because you scored five runs. And when the Giants score five runs, they win most of the time.
You did last night, too.
Exactly. And couldn't get it done in the 10th. So just a disastrous series against Miami.
Completely.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.